You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Listen, we got the World Series odds. I grew up, my favorite sport was baseball. I was a Dave Parker guy when I was nine. The Cobra. And we are family. Oh, what a... I skipped school that day. Omar Marino caught in center field. 79 World Series, baby. We're still living off that one. Red Sox are favored this year. 3-1. Astros, 3.5-1. Dodgers, 4.5-1. And then there's a drop. Milwaukee, 8.5-1. Indians, 9.5-1. Yankees, 11.5-1. The Yankees. Rockies, 12-1. Braves, 14.5-1. Athletics, 24-1. So big, big dog. The only really big, big dogs, the Athletics. Fez, when you see those odds, does anything jump out at you?
Nothing at all, RJ. The one thing I'd ask everyone to be really cautious with is when you've got a play-in game like the A's have, it's easy to say, oh, I'm getting 24-1. It looks great. They're not actually, in my eyes, in the playoffs yet. They have to win tonight to make the playoffs.
It's a great point. And think about it like a coin flip. Let's just assume you have to flip three coins if you're the Dodgers correctly. Heads, heads, heads. You're the World Series champion. Well, the A's right now have to flip four coins. So even if you're 50-50 to win this play-in game, as I like to think of it, it still doubles your odds because once you're in, they would get cut in half because you flipped that first coin correctly. Speaking of that play-in game, in our last segment of the show, every day what we do is give you picks on the most important games that night and at least one best bet. Fez actually has a best bet on tonight's wild card game. Last thing I'll say about the World Series odds themselves. And our associate producer here, Mackie, if you listen to the podcast, he's sort of getting famous. He gave me a sheet right before the show that reinforced something that I always talk about. The sabermetrics guys say they can't figure out what wins in baseball playoffs, meaning in football, you can look at certain stats and they're predictive. Fez, you love net yards per play, for example. If a team has a 5-0 record and their net yards per play is great, they have a much better chance of winning the rest of the year than if they're 5-0 and their net yards per play, let's say, are average. So we know many of the predictive stats in football and basketball and regular season baseball. But for whatever reason, when it comes to playoff baseball, it is just so random. And if you actually think of what the odds are or have been on some of the champions, let's just look at NBA for example, because that is the chalkiest of chalky sports. When I say chalk, I mean the favorites win. So if you look back at the, let's just use the season win rankings as a gauge to how good the team was expected to be entering the season. Last year, Golden State had the third best. Year before, Golden State had the first. Year before, the Cavs had the third. The prior three teams after that, before that, first, first, and first. So think about that. When the season started, if you use power rankings and season wins interchangeably, which is pretty much correct, the champion in the NBA was 3-1-3-1-1-1 the last 6 years. In baseball, it's been chalky recently. Astros were second last year. Cubs were first the year before. Kansas City was first the year before. But prior to that, 8-2-4-8-5. So in general, hey, the favorite's going to win sometimes. But in general, in the NBA, bet the favorite. Now, oftentimes they're expensive, so there's not good value. But in baseball, be leery of the favor because what you have oftentimes is a premium because they won a lot of games in the regular season, but that doesn't necessarily predict success in the postseason in baseball.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
ESPN put out the latest in the league's annual GM survey, and on the survey, majority of GMs, about 30%, selected LeBron James to be the MVP this upcoming season.
And Jonas, you know this, there's nothing we like more than to say mainstream media miss. But hey, if you look at the odds, the Vegas agrees with them. Right now, LeBron is the favor. This is at Bovada. Plus 330. So 100 wins you 330. Anthony Davis second, plus 450. The Greek Freak, plus 500. See, that's how you can tell, guys, a little aside, if someone's a professional broadcaster. If they're not, they say the Greek Freak. If they are, Jonas, what do they say?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Ugh.
Wow.
That's professional.
Did I get that? How about that? That's even better than Khabib Nurmagomedov.
You know what you remind me of, Jonas?
What's that?
Is when I did Ballers last year, which I had a ball on, no pun intended, and the guys were so nice. It was the one episode. I mean, I've watched it 300 times, but it was just one episode. Is there was a guy that was my stand-in. It was two scenes. It took 13 hours to shoot. So in between, they have a guy sitting there so they can set the camera and everything. And we got to talking. He graduated from Yale with a acting degree. So here I am. He's standing in for me, graduated from Yale drama school. Right? Life's not fair. If anyone thinks life's fair, if you hear Jonas say, and I say the Greek Freak, life's not fair. Also, lastly, Harden plus 650. So LeBron is the favorite. Fez, I don't like playing chalk, but I got to tell you, I know the NBA MVP is about storyline. It's about narrative. And we all know Michael Jordan should have won it pretty much every year in his prime. But it gets boring. It's a boring story. And to me, LeBron is another example where it's hard to say there's been a year. Well, let's just say LeBron should have won it, 70% at minimum of his prime years, which he's still in. So why hasn't LeBron won it all those years? Well, I think a lot of it has to do with it's boring. I can't imagine LeBron winning the MVP this year being boring. I'm not saying bet it, but I'm saying the idea that, hey, LeBron doesn't win it even when he deserves it, I agree. But I think this year, if he has a monster year, he has a much better chance to win the MVP than he would have if he stayed with the Cavs. Thoughts?
I like the logic, but I think we need the Lakers to win 50 games. Now, remember, their season win number is 47-48 right now. Historically, if you're going to win the NBA MVP, your team needs to win 50 or more. Now, Westbrook did do it once with 47 wins.
Now, listen, it was history, right? Which shows you about story. Westbrook was the first triple-double since Oscar Robinson, right? And then he has a triple-double the next year, and not one person in the world was talking about him being the MVP because the story was boring. So I would say LeBron is clearly the favorite. Jonas, what's your take on this MVP battle?
Well, if he's got to win 50 games to qualify, if that's the qualifier, I don't anticipate him playing every single game like he did a year ago. So if he's not playing every single game, say he misses 10 games. So right there, the most they could win is, 72? So if you look at their roster without LeBron competing against other Western Conference teams, I don't know how they win 50 if he sits out 10 games.
And that 10 number is coming from where?
That's just a number I pick because there's been other seasons where he's missed in the teens before. But say he took off once a month or a couple of times a month.
I think you're making a great point in Fez U2, which is the mentality LeBron takes with this season dictates. If I knew for a fact we're going to make a statement, I'm going to play hard and play most every game, maybe I'm going to dabble at plus 330 as the favorite. I think it's such a big question mark, I'm staying away.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Guys, we look ahead to this weekend's games, the top four games according to us at this point in the week, and we start with college football, and we start at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, where number 7 Oklahoma is sitting right now, a 7.5-point favorite against Texas.
All right, Brad Powers, I've got the green button. It's green. It has a big money sign on it. I actually tweeted out a picture of the button, and all my winnings I collected this week, just stacks of hundreds at RJ in Vegas. If you like a certain team in this game, I'm going to be pressing the button. Who do you like?
No like here. It's not strong enough.
Way can anyone bet you. That's interesting. Go ahead.
Unfortunately not. But I do lean on the Longhorns, who are +8 in this game. And it all comes down to me, that Texas defense. I think it's underrated. Everyone sees that first game of the season last 2 years against Maryland, where they're giving up 43 points per game. The reality is Texas's defense, throw away those Maryland games, this is a legitimate top 10 defense. Even playing in the Big 12, they're allowing 18 points per game the last 15 games, not playing the Terps. Against this Oklahoma team, Texas matches up well. 5-0 the last five times they matched against the number. Average cover by 15 points per game. Give me the Horns.
I like this one. I've bet this one. I like Texas. My thinking is this. Oklahoma is optimized as a team to beat Big 12 teams, and they do it exceptionally well. I think Texas is most unlike a Big 12 team of any team in the Big 12. Getting over a touchdown, obviously a high-intensity game. I bet Texas.
Guys, our next early look ahead in college football is Notre Dame, currently a 6.5-point favorite at Virginia Tech.
Now, Brad, we've given you a lot of heat. You didn't like Notre Dame all that well a couple weeks ago. You've come around, and we want it. That's the beauty. You know, there's the old saying, a teenager looks up crying after getting caught drinking or something, and they say, "Mommy, you won't let me be honest with you." I think there's some truth to it, right? If parents, for example, aren't realistic about their kids, the kids are going to lie to them, all right? Brad, if we let a pro... if we force you to defend every position to the death for the rest of your life, you're going to start being disingenuous. You've had your comeuppance. You've accepted Notre Dame is not the most overrated team, quote unquote, in college football. What do you think of this game?
Yeah, but in this game, this particular atmosphere, at night, in Lane Stadium, Enter Sandman, Metallica, I like Virginia Tech +6 here.
Ooh, no, hold on, +6?
Six.
It was 6.5 yesterday.
Yeah, I think there's more sixes out there now.
Ooh, Fezzik with the button.
Oh, here we go.
Fezzik with the button. Automatic $100 bet. Guys, we told you, whenever a pro likes it, someone else can grab that. Whoever gets to the button first. Fez, you beat me to it, because I actually like Tech, or I like the... Oh, wait, you like Tech, Brad?
Yeah, I like Virginia Tech.
Boy, Fez, I disagree with you. Make your case real quick on this game.
Well, I just saw Notre Dame smash Stanford, and I just recently saw Virginia Tech get outplayed by Old Dominion. I think Stanford could beat Old Dominion.
I got to be honest with you.
That's not good.
Fanny Pack?
You were like Freddie Fanny Pack. If you had a deep-fried Twinkie on a stick, a Fanny Pack, walking around Fremont Street... in between statements about sports, having that stick come in and eating the Twinkie a bite at a time, in between the bites, they would have said, wait a minute, Virginia Tech just got beat by Old Dominion.
Yeah.
And, oh, look how good Notre Dame is. What was the opening number in this game, Fez?
4.5.
And you're now betting it -6.
Sharp money on the Irish.
Freddie Fanny Pack on the Irish.
Can I ask you guys this from a fan's perspective, from somebody who's not good at gambling and nowhere in your guys' league? I'll do this sometimes, and this showcases my amateurism when it comes to gambling. I will, if I bet a team 1 week and I lose and I feel like I got screwed over, I'll go out of my way no matter what the line is to bet against them the next week to get even. Is that what Brad is doing here with Notre Dame?
You know something? It's a great... Wow, that's a good question. That is a good question.
This is so f***ing good.
But you actually went one step further into absurd territory.
Of course.
I thought what you were going to say, it's pros versus Joes. No, pros versus Joe-ness in this case, was that they won't bet that same team again. All right, so let's say I bet... let's say the Steelers last week. I didn't, but let's say I did. The average Joe and Jonas are going to say, I don't want any piece of the Steelers next week. But the idea they're going to go the whole other way and say, whatever handicap I had, part of it most of the time is going to be you thought that team was underrated. Cause they underperform in one game, you're going to switch so far to the other side. Ooh, that square.
The scary thing about the Squaresville is I was a rectangle. I did just this with Oregon. I bet on Oregon. They choked. They blew the game against Stanford. And then I bet against Oregon, against you, RJ, betting on Cal.
And you can see the result of that bet on my Twitter. There's a stack of hundos there.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.